All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for All the Money in the World. It's directed by Ridley Scott. The writer is David Scarpa. It's based on a book by John Pearson. And it stars Michelle Williams, Christopher Plummer, and Mark Wahlberg. The synopsis is the story of a kidnapping of a 16-year-old J. Paul Getty III and a desperate attempt by his mother to convince his billionaire grandfather, Jean Paul Getty, to pay the ransom. The movie starts off in Rome in 1973. There is a teenager walking down the street, which is John Paul Getty III, and he's walking throughout town. He begins walking and someone kidnaps him off the street. Kidnappers find a way to contact his family, and his mother and his father are separated. She's married into the Getty family, and she attempts to contact his grandfather because they're asking for a large sum of money. And at this time, Jean Paul Getty is the richest man in the world. He is also considered the richest man of all time, at least up until that point. So it jumps back and forth between the present day kidnapping situation where his mom is trying to ask his grandfather to pay the ransom, and then other elements of his life. And Mark Wahlberg's character comes into play where he works for Jean Paul Getty as a closer for deals. He asked him to investigate his grandson being kidnapped. And that's where we'll stop. So I will say that this is probably one of the lesser Ridley Scott movies. Obviously, it had some controversy behind the production. And I think some of that kind of shows in the movie just because the way that is edited, I don't think that it tells a complete story. There's a lot of back and forth between the kidnappers and then Michelle Williams. And then there's also scenes of Christopher Plummer's character, who is Jean Paul Getty, kind of doing weird and outlandish stuff. None of it just really makes sense. It's not a terrible movie, but I think some things with the screenplay could have been a lot better. Really, the end of the movie is where I also see a lot of problems. Also, again, being a Ridley Scott movie, I don't really see his directorial style anywhere in his movie, and it's just kind of bland, and it's not terrible, but it doesn't really stand out against any other type of movie that is similar to this. Michelle Williams does do a good job. She does speak in a very soft tone, but her performance is okay. Mark Wahlberg does a slightly better acting job than what he normally does, but it is still him. And Christopher Plummer is the standout. He's really not asked to do much. For that, this movie gets a 5. Again, I think a lot of this problem with this movie is the screenplay. It's not as straightforward as it should be, and it just lingers on. I feel that it's also too long. Again, it gets a 5, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.